Dean Richards now with entertainment news. And Dean, I imagine that you had some contact over the years with Jobo there at WGN-TV, didn't you?
I did. He would come in once in a while because I don't know how many years ago we started spoofing the Eddie and Jobo insurance commercials. Jeff Hoover and Mike Toomey did their own versions of Eddie and Jobo, and occasionally the real Eddie and Jobo would come in to join them, or you know, to be part of it one way or the other. But you know, for all these years on Chicago radio, at different functions, awards, you know, ceremonies, charity events, I would run into Jobo. And super nice guy. He's incredibly talented. I remember when he first came to town on, you know, B96, which was the station that all of us young kids were listening to, you know, back in the day. you know, very, very like sort of old style top 40 radio. His style was, you know, a couple of notches above that. Then he was teamed up with Ed Volkman, and they reigned on that morning show, you know, for a young audience for years and years and years. They left Chicago briefly to go to Philadelphia, but they did wind up coming back to Chicago. And he passed away yesterday at his home in Freeport. They did not release a cause of death. Eddie Volkman spoke to us yesterday and said that he was devastated and emotional wreck, that heaven gained a golden voice. Joe Colburn, Jobo, was only 70 years old.
I've gotten to know Eddie over the years, but never had a chance to meet Jobo. Very sorry to hear about that. And this is a troubling story, too. Tara Reid, and this happened here in this area, didn't it?
Yeah, she claims that somebody spiked her drink when she was at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rosemont. She ordered a drink, left it on the bar. There's a mistake right there to just leave an open, you know, a drink unattended on the bar. She went outside to have a smoke, and when she came back, a napkin was on top of her drink, a napkin that she did not put there. She went ahead and drank it, didn't even finish the drink, according to her statement, and passed out before the drink was over with, and then woke up in a hospital. The hotel itself has not commented on it. She is okay. She is recovering. She's filed a police report. But, you know, this holiday season when people are out celebrating, you've got to be careful with, you know, things that you're imbibing in out there in public places. There's too many crazy people running around these days.
No kidding. How was the White Christmas production in Aurora?
I had such a good time. It just... You know, heartwarming is a word that comes to mind. Spectacular. Take a little listen to the latest production at the Paramount in Aurora, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. So, you know, the storyline in the stage version is very similar to the Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen version that is on television constantly during the holiday season. A couple of old army buddies turn song and dance men. They come to the aid of their former general, whose failing Vermont ski resort is going under. They meet a pair of girl singers who tag along with them to put on a big show, a big benefit to help save the general's ski resort. You know, storyline the same. Virtually everything is the same. Some of the familiar songs that you know from the movie are done in different settings in this one, and there are maybe three, four new, well, I shouldn't say new songs. They're Irving Berlin songs from other shows that have been made part of this show, which really add to and embellish the whole thing. The Paramount in Aurora has never fail to throw everything at every production that they put on. It is nothing short of spectacular. But this one especially is a masterclass in beautifully executed, lavish dance number. One beautiful dance number after another. And amazing vocal performances by the very talented cast in this show. They even make it snow inside the theater for the big White Christmas finale. You know, you want to go see a show, you know, kind of kick off the holiday season. I saw so many families that had all come together to the theater to see it when I was there on Sunday night. Everybody had big smiles on their face, all ages as well. I wondered how younger people were going to react to the show because, you know, a lot of us old farts, we, you know, we have emotional memories of this movie, so we can connect to it that way. But the younger people that I saw in the audience really seemed to enjoy it as well. So I am highly recommending this one. Irving Berlin's White Christmas is the name. It's out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, and it'll be playing out there until January 11th.
I guess you liked it.
Yeah, Bob might even like it.
Well, let's not get carried away.
You,
here.
You would be singing along with many of these songs.
Dean's got some movie news and more for us coming up. The Exorcist is returning, Dean.
Oh, thank goodness. Just in time for the holidays. Actually, it's going to be a while until it finally comes to the screen, but get this. Scarlett Johansson has signed up to be the lead in a new Exorcist franchise of films. Universal Pictures bought the rights to it all back in 2023. They put out a film called Exorcist Believer then, which was a huge box office dud. But they are hoping that Scarlett Johansson will be able to breathe some new life into it for this you know, longtime franchise that we originally got from Chicago's own Bill Friedkin, William Friedkin, a one-time WGN TV director as well, by the way. They have not given us any word on when this new Exorcist movie will begin production or when it will be out, but thank goodness the franchise lives.
Another tradition returning, and this is the 20th year, wow, of the special on WGN-TV Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN-TV Classics. We first did, we put it together in 2005, which is a look at three of the most popular children's TV shows in the history of Chicago broadcasting. Bozo Circus, of course, Garfield Goose and Friends, Ray Rayner and his friends, and we take 2 hours and dive into those shows. There aren't a lot of clips that were saved, amazingly, through the years, but you know, back in the day, we did a lot of digging and a lot of homework, and we found some really cool clips to represent all three of those shows. And every year we broadcast it on Thanksgiving and also on Christmas. And the shows will be on Thanksgiving morning to start things off. Thanksgiving morning at 8 o'clock. And then that'll be followed by another special that we did, Bozo Circus, the 1960s. So that'll be at 10. You'll be able to watch it on good old WGN-TV. You'll be able to live stream it on the WGN Plus TV app, on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and Samsung Smart TVs. It'll be online at WGNTV.com/live and also on our WGN News mobile app. The thing that I like best about this every year, you know, this is 20 years ago, is just to see how the years have not been kind to me through the years. You'll be seeing an Uncle Dean 20 years younger, and he looks like my little brother.
Set your DVR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, a reason to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, I think.
Well, it'll be interesting, I guess. You can watch Bozo, Gar, and Ray, or Broadway star Jonathan Groff. He's going to be one of the performers in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. He said in an interview, they were asked, you know, do you have a good coat for the weather? Because it does get cold out there. And he said that he's only going to wear his costume. He's in that Bobby Darin musical right now, and he is going to perform a song. And he said, I'm just going to wear my regular costume. And he decided to announce to the world he has decided not to wear any undergarments.
Oh, good.
While he is doing a performance. So, and then he corrected himself, saying he wouldn't be wearing any extra undergarments. So I presume he means layers. But, you know, imagine what you will, I guess.
No, thank you. Dean, you may want to keep listening because this is material for your reports on WGN-TV as well. Because after the 8:30 news, we have some breaking Paul McCartney rumors and news about the concert tonight. Stay tuned.
Very nice at the United Center.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. I'm telling you, this you're going to want to be talking about
this. Are you going?
Yeah,
to the concert?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, you know, we used to, when we would take the kids out when they were little to a show or something late at night, we'd say, you put your PJs on now so you get home immediately, you go to bed. That's why I'm wearing my pajamas today.
So, Marianne, and tuck in Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right after Hey Jude.
Yeah. Very late night. Thank you, Dean. I know. Everything will be tossed. Right. Talk to you tomorrow, Dean. Right. Thank you.